This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We've got some interesting news to discuss here tonight. Coming up, I don't know if this is really news, but Conan, you want to talk about the memes of OK Boomer and Karen, which is one I'm not familiar with.
It's pretty new.
So we can talk about those. Also on the way, some pretty big news in the realm of Julian Assange. Also, Donald Trump is apparently backing away from his promise to ban flavored cigarettes and flavored e-cigarettes. And that's a kind of a big deal. So we can talk about that. Plus, apparently two jail guards have been charged with criminal charges of falsifying records regarding the Epstein death.
Good.
So I don't know where we should start. Do you want to start with Assange or Epstein?
Because
they're both pretty
good. Or the e-cigarettes, the flavors.
Well, the e-cigarette one was New York Times, so I have to find another story. Because the New York Times has just...
Let's go with Epstein.
Yeah. The New York Times locks you out if you don't pay for their service.
So these two guards who... were asleep, or they weren't even on the floor at the time, or they decided to go have lunch? What was the deal?
I don't know. It's a good question. The story here is coming out of the Daily Mail in the UK. Two correctional officers responsible for guarding Jeffrey Epstein in his New York cell the night he killed himself have pled not guilty to charges that they falsified records to cover up their failure to check on him. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas appeared in a Manhattan court Tuesday afternoon, where they were arraigned on charges of falsifying records and conspiracy in relation to Epstein's death. Noel and Thomas, who had both self-surrendered to the FBI earlier in the day, were supported by about a dozen correctional officers in the courtroom. Two officers released on a $100,000 bond in order to surrender their firearms and travel documents. How does a correctional officer manage to cough up a $100,000 bond? That's kind of weird.
Maybe they make really good money.
Yeah, I suppose so. In an orchestrated plan, their fellow officers formed a protective blockade to help shield them from photographers.
Oh, the thin blue line.
As they were released and left the court, around a dozen correctional officers who turned up in support of their two colleagues formed that protective blockade around the accused and covered their heads while shepherding them into waiting cars. And of course, in federal court, you don't actually get to bring a camera in there. So if these guys were successful at protecting them from outside photographers, nobody got their photo.
Right. Who knows who they are?
Well, their names are here, but that's it. They're accused of falling asleep and surfing the internet instead of checking on the millionaire pedophile in his cell just 15 feet away from them at the Metropolitan Correctional Center on August 10th.
The guy who... just committed or tried to commit suicide like the week...
2 weeks or a week
the
earlier.
The week before.
Yeah. Although,
no worries. No worries about this guy.
After they discovered Epstein dead in his cell, Noel and Thomas allegedly told a supervisor they'd messed up and, quote, didn't do any checks, unquote, in the hours before he killed himself. According to the story, Noel's attorney told reporters ahead of the court appearance his client, quote, shouldn't be here, unquote. Foy took issue with the judge's orders that the officers had to surrender their firearms, arguing his client had no history of violence, the crimes she's accused of are nonviolent, and, quote, the world is crazy, unquote. They were ordered not to have any contact with each other ahead of their next court appearance, and they appeared in court after it was revealed the FBI is looking into the potential that there was, quote, criminal enterprise, unquote, involved in his death.
He didn't do it.
He didn't kill himself.
No. It's just silly to think so.
So who did have Epstein killed? Was it the government itself? Or was it people who are, you know, maybe associated with the government, maybe some individuals?
If you know the truth that it's rich men and women who actually own and control the government, then I guess you could say it's both. It's your richers out there, your elitists, your 1%, whatever you want to call them, these power mongers who are only out there to gain more and more power and that is through control of their fellow human beings. And of course, they, you know, are the ones who, you know, have the money to control government. Unlike, you know, and it is not a democracy like so many in this country think. Yeah, I think it's both.
So, do you think somebody came to these guards and said, "All right, well, look, just forget about the, you know, going on your rounds during the hours of X to Y." And
here's a big fat envelope.
You'll be fine.
Here's a big fat envelope. Put it in your pocket and walk away.
Maybe that's how they came up with $100,000 bail.
And or if you want the same thing that's going to happen to Epstein to happen to you and your family members,
right.
you better play ball.
So they gave him an offer they couldn't refuse.
This is straight up mobster stuff right here. And you watch, they're going to portray this same incident in an upcoming movie. Back when, you know, when movies start to not suck anymore,
mm-hmm.
So it might be in the next 20 years, and or they're going to dramatize the whole Epstein case and turn it into a 2-hour film.
You think that whoever it is that put up the money is also paying for their attorney?
Probably.
Yeah, so they might have been told, look, you know, if you get strung up on charges because of this, we'll pay for your bail, we'll pay for the attorney.
And then when you commit suicide in jail... and it's not really you, it's just some bums that we picked up, we'll have you'll be off in, you know, another state.
Oh, they're not going to do that much of a favor for these guards.
I don't know. Who knows?
They, according to the indictment, sat at their desks, browsed online, and moved about the common area for a substantial portion of their shift instead of completing their required checks. Now, there's also the chance that this is just the way things go. You know, that these bureaucrats are lazy and that... they frequently are just sitting there browsing online and not running the checks that they have to run. Maybe they only run...
Especially third shift.
Yeah, and this was...
It's completely believable.
Yeah, this was in the middle of the night. The 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. rounds, they did not complete. So, you know, if they have to make two rounds or if they have to make one round every hour or one round every 2 hours, instead they only make one per shift, who's really going to know? Because most of the time, they're not being investigated for it. Most of the time, they're just, you know, they're just there working, and all the other guards are just as shiftless and lazy as they are. So nobody's checking on them, and they're not checking on their wards.
Yeah, and except that this, when you consider the caliber of this prisoner,
mm-hmm.
who we're actually talking about, and that he tried to commit suicide a week
previously,
before, 2 weeks before,
yeah.
So they knew there was something up. The fact that the whole institution didn't ramp up, surveillance of this character is suspect in my book.
They, according to this, again, the indictment allegedly appeared to be asleep at their desks for about 2 hours. What are the odds both of them would have fallen asleep during that time frame? Noelle used her computer to search for furniture sales and benefit websites during her shift. Thomas allegedly searched online for motorcycle sales and sports news briefly at 1 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m. The pair were only 15 feet away from Epstein when he died. And, of course, if I recall correctly, didn't two cameras fail
mm-hmm.
nearby his cell? They found him dead when they went to serve him breakfast at 6:30 in the morning. The last time they'd checked on him was 10:30 the night before. Noelle allegedly told a supervisor that, quote, "We didn't complete the 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. rounds." Thomas added, "We messed up, and I messed up. She's not to blame. We didn't do any rounds," he said. They were assigned to the special housing unit at the federal jail. They're accused of failing to check on him every hour as required and of fabricating log entries to claim that they had. But really, what kind of a charge is this anyway? A fabricated log entry? What is that, at worst? You know, a lightweight misdemeanor or something like that? It's not going to be a swore... It's not perjury. They're not swearing under oath that they did those things, are they? So, I mean, even if they end up being found guilty in this case, their worst case situation is they're going to lose their jobs, maybe spend a little bit of time behind bars, maybe. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, all the while. If they got paid off, they're pocketing some pretty big money. More coming up.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us if you want to talk about Epstein. Did he kill himself? Things look pretty suspicious when it comes to what the jail guards were up to. Or were the jail guards just doing what they normally do? which is to say shirking their duties and just chilling out at their desk surfing the internet.
Or is he just on a beach somewhere with his girlfriend chilling?
So you believe that there was like some
sort
of
face,
some kind of bum or whatever that looked like him that they put in there?
I mean, it's quite plausible. I mean, there's, you know, throughout history,
history,
important, powerful men have had body doubles, not just dead bums, but actually living, breathing body doubles who...
And then what, they paid off the medical examiner, said, hey, look, don't compare his dental records or his fingerprints or anything like that?
Or maybe he got cremated 24 hours later before the guy could actually do a thorough investigation.
Maybe in advance, if he was, you know, he's a pretty wealthy guy, maybe he has somehow had his dental records and all that stuff forged so that they matched the body double.
There you go.
Could be.
Maybe he needed new teeth anyway, so he's just like, all right, just pull all mine out and give me new ones. I can afford it. Or maybe, you know, he's into the whole, he's kind of a eugenist kind of a guy. Maybe he actually has a clone.
Could be. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Also, I want to make sure you know about the Edge wallet, the best cryptocurrency wallet, in my opinion. That's the one that I use more than any other, and that was true before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. I just used it tonight, actually, to pay for my dinner over at the local Indian restaurant here in town. You can go to edge.app, and you can download the Edge wallet, learn more about it there, or just go straight to the iOS or Android app store and download Edge wallet. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It is user-controlled, meaning that you own your money, and it has support for a couple dozen cryptos like Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, and, of course, the original Bitcoin, and more over at Edge Wallet. You can secure your freedom. Edge.app is their website, or, like I said, just go download it from your Apple or Google app stores. As we continue here with more on the... Two jail guards who have been charged criminally now for falsifying records. And I suspect that, you know, while I don't doubt that they could have been paid off, and it certainly is suspicious that they were able to front $100,000 for bail money in this case. Like, your typical jail guard isn't making that much money.
Yeah, this is straight union. If it is, in fact, if it is legit...
You think the union covered it for him?
Sure.
Okay, could be.
I mean, it happens all the time with teachers and, you know, police on a all the time. They'll front the lawyer and the bail money and to take care of their own, take care of their brethren.
So, again, they were found to have been just surfing the web, sleeping. Pretty much that's all they were doing during their shift, surfing the web or sleeping, and they didn't even do a single check during their shift until the very end at 6 in the morning, roughly, or 6:30, when they finally discovered Epstein was dead. According to the Daily Mail story, which I'm not going to read the whole thing, they're summing up the case, summing up what happened. They did rule, the city medical examiner did rule his death a suicide. However, Epstein's brother and the attorneys who represented him in the criminal case expressed doubts about the medical examiner's conclusion. The autopsy report found Epstein's neck had been broken in several places, including the hyoid bone located near the Adam's apple. Forensic experts say breakages like that could occur when people hung themselves, but were more commonly seen in victims who had been strangled. A source close to Epstein told the Daily Mail that he had appeared to be in good spirits the day before his suicide. His brother Mark recently said he couldn't think of a single reason why Epstein would have taken his own life.
Yeah, I think it's been talked about before. Epstein was not the kind of guy who would kill himself. He's too much of an ego, too full of himself, too.
Even if he was facing dozens of years behind bars.
Even considering the lifetime in prison, if that's even where it would have gone.
And even if that's true, right? Wouldn't it be a little while? Wouldn't you just off yourself right away?
Yeah, wouldn't you want to go through the trial first?
Yeah,
that's a good point. Of course, during the trial, evidence would be introduced, and there would be testimony, and so. Mm. Therefore, if he was going to be killed by someone, getting him out of the way before the trial makes a lot more sense than killing him later on.
Right.
You don't want Epstein taking the stand. You don't want the victims coming in and having to introduce whatever evidence they have to introduce, because now none of that gets to happen.
Nope.
There's not a trial in absentia after the guy's dead. They're not going to go through the cost of of putting that on. So, I mean, I think that there's a strong argument here that Epstein didn't, in fact, kill himself. I think that the conspiracy theorists are probably, you know, they're probably right about this. On the other hand, it is also plausible that the guards are just this lazy all the time.
And they're just fall guys. They're the lowest on the totem pole, and someone's got to take the blame. And who better than the guards, who they probably, if someone knew to go after Epstein and take him out, they probably knew the schedule of these guards and what their third shift routine was like and what they can get away with.
Dr. Michael Baden, forensics pathologist hired by Epstein's family to observe the autopsy, has claimed the injuries were more consistent with homicide by strangulation than suicide. He says he has not seen the same fractures in a suicidal hanging case in 50 years.
Yeah, and the thing about self-strangulation, self-suicide like this, you usually just, you don't end up breaking your neck at all. You just
strangle
right. yourself, and you pass out, and then you die.
Yeah.
2 minutes, 3 minutes later. You don't, and because he couldn't jump off of something to actually get the neck breaking that you would when, through mm-hmm. The typical hanging.
The motion that you would need, the force that you would need to snap a bone or something.
Correct.
Like that,
yeah, right? And they used to do it wrong, and you could pop someone's head right off if you do it, you know, if they jump high enough. But he didn't have that option.
No,
he couldn't have broken his neck. I just don't see a human being able to do that. It's the same thing. Yeah, it is so implausible.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that he had any broken bones in his neck is you have to just scratch your head and wonder.
Well, right, and
didn't they have to fall like at least 6 feet from the gallows, or was it eight or something? I mean,
to snap a neck. You mean?
Yeah, it's pretty good distance before the weight is enough.
Mark, who has been in prison, and so he knows a thing or two about prison suicides, he was there for like 8 or 9 years in Florida, he said that there has been, you know, instances of prisoners like tying a bed sheet to the bed itself and mm-hmm. then kind of using their body weight to hang themselves. But that can't be an easy thing to do. It really,
right.
You would really have to have the serious intention because, you know, you do want to stay alive. There's sort of like a natural instinct
right.
to preserve your own life. And so that's the reason why, you know, you see people hanging themselves from something that's high up and then kicking a chair out from under them.
They can't get out of
so
it.
So they can't undo it. So they can't have that last minute, oh, my God, I want to undo
right.
this and you know, step back up on the chair. And then right. So in this case, if he did kill himself, he wouldn't have had the distance to where he could have set himself up in a way that he couldn't get out of it. He would always be able to get out of it, so it would require a tremendous amount of, you know, effort.
And like I said, he was not the kind of guy who would do something like this. He wouldn't give up like that.
The toll-free number, yeah, he certainly had plenty of money for attorneys. I mean, and who knows how that trial would have gone. You know, he may not have ended up being found guilty of a lot of this stuff. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Intelligence Committee continues to hear from witnesses regarding the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump, speaking to reporters late this afternoon after the luncheon that was had by members of the GOP, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says laying out various hypotheticals in terms of an impeachment trial is not going to help the Democrats' case.
It's inconceivable to me that it would be 67 votes to remove the president from office.
a number of Democratic senators are running for president. I'm sure they're going to be excited to be here in their chairs, not being able to say anything during the pendency of this trial. So hopefully we'll work our way through it and finish it in not too lengthy a process.
The House did pass a short-term spending bill, which is expected to make it through the Senate and then be signed by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us on the radio. The number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about people who've been in jail and, well, in the case of Epstein, he was in jail when he died. But still to come, we've also got an update on Julian Assange, who is currently in jail in the UK, awaiting potential extradition to the United States. There's, I don't know if you want to call it good news, but kind of good news in that case.
Now, in his situation, we're talking about someone who would commit suicide. I am fearful that he could actually do it, but because of what he's experienced for so many years,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just downtrodden, just out of his mind, solitary confinement almost for so many years. I mean, that's where the human brain could break. But well, Epstein, after like 2 months, not even 2 months, and he just gave up like that? Bullcrap.
Well, look, as far as Assange is concerned, he was in the Ecuadorian embassy, but it wasn't solitary confinement in there. I mean, he had contact with the Ecuadorians that were in the embassy. Pamela Anderson, of course, came to visit him on more than one occasion. He had media come and visit him there, so it was definitely not solitary confinement. But he has been likely in solitary since he was picked up by the British goons earlier this year. I think it was in April of this year when that happened. So we can talk about all that stuff. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to join us. And I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use local.bitcoin.com. It's a website that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, and it's global. And it works very well. local.bitcoin.com. I'm on there pretty much every day. local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, just kind of going over some of the rough details of what happened with Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly. where his own brother hired an independent observer to go and you know observe the autopsy, and they determined, the independent observer, that this was likely not a hanging that caused Epstein's death, that it was likely strangulation, which, of course, does lead to the question of, well, if it was a strangulation, then who done it? Mm-hmm. Who was it that went into his cell? Now, I know they said that at one point he had a cellmate, so it has never been clear. I have not taken the time to look close enough to say, did he also have that cellmate on the night that he died?
He
what happened to the cellmate?
Exactly, and I read a quote here somewhere that said that they were hesitant to put to give him a cellmate, but they wished they had on the night that it had happened. Otherwise, this might not have happened.
Do they wish that they had, really? Do they actually wish that?
Well, I mean, if they...
I'm thinking if they don't really care. Yeah, who's they?
The lizard people, of course.
The independent doctor, Dr. Michael Baden, said he hadn't seen the same fractures in a suicidal hanging case in 50 years. Previously said authorities could help clear things up by being more transparent about their findings with Epstein's death, which, of course, ended the possibility of having a trial, as we discussed previously. Even with his death, federal prosecutors have continued to investigate allegations against Epstein. The Justice Department has vowed to aggressively investigate and bring charges against anyone who may have helped him. Of course, they have not yet done that. So I wouldn't get my hopes up for that ever happening. If you want to join us, you can. You can bring up whatever you like here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I buy the conspiracy theory that it wasn't even Epstein who was in the cell. That's getting pretty far down the rabbit hole. But I think
Did you get to see the body? Did you get to stand over and say, hey, yeah, that's
no,
that
but
is
ostensibly,
in fact
his own brother did hire a man who was observing the autopsy. So, I mean.
And his brother isn't in all this as well?
Maybe it Come was on. The real Epstein in the cell, but then the Mandela effect took over.
No.
Different Epstein after we switched universes.
No, it was in fact the real Epstein, but it was his husk, because his lizard lizard interior had already slithered out and taken over another body.
Right.
So, yeah. We can talk more about that. If you've got a comment, you know, something we haven't heard before, or whatever, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Conan, are we missing anything else on this Epstein story?
He didn't do it.
Okay. I think you're probably right. I don't think that he likely killed himself. It seems to me that somebody probably did. But then again, how did they get in the cell if they did?
They just walked right in.
Uh-huh.
And these guards? These two guards were on the dole.
Who did the deed though? Because I mean, look, they said that there were two cameras that weren't operating.
Mm-hmm. They helped. They turned the cameras off.
There's gotta
be. And they just sat back and they pulled up some. What was the advertisements on the internet
to prove
that they were doing something else? So they had an alibi.
Yeah. Okay. But what about the cameras that weren't broken? I mean, if there's two cameras near the cell that are out. That's awfully convenient. But how did the killer get into the facility? Or was it somebody who was already in the facility? How did they avoid this guy getting on the cameras, walking toward the cell, whoever the killer was? I don't know. I mean, we don't have enough information.
That's the biggest part of the conspiracy, because it sounds pretty conspiratorial that the administration, you know, had some input in turning the cameras off.
Hey, maybe they pulled a Mission Impossible and it came in through the air ducts.
They're just dropping down with harnesses.
Yeah.
I don't think it really works like that in real life, Conan.
Cups on
well,
the
not, not in the cell, but outside of the cell, yeah.
I know. I don't think it really works like that in real
life. Have you ever been in a duct?
No, have you?
Andy Dufresne.
Yes, I used to run cable.
Really?
Did Epstein have any posters in his cell like Andy Dufresne did? In
Who's that?
Green Mile.
Oh, okay.
Now, I never ran cable in a prison cell, but...
A rock hammer, right, to dig, you know, miles, and it was based on a true story.
So what you're saying, if they go back to the cell where Epstein was being held and they just look behind the damn poster...
Right.
They would see the
hole.
Find
how the people got in. They just came in through the poster.
Yep. And it ends at a sewer pipe somewhere a mile away.
I mean, presumably there's a ton of cameras in this facility. There's, you know, two cameras is only going to cover a relatively small area, I'm guessing, right? I mean, there must be more than a dozen cameras on this one level.
I mean, if only we could just get the body cam footage off of the officer that choked him to death.
Well, you know, that presumes it was an officer and not another inmate.
I know.
Could have been another inmate. Because getting into the facility, if it was somebody who doesn't always work there, that's going to be set, you know, that's going to set off a red flag.
Mm.
Because there's going to be a list, there's going to be, you know, video from the front of the facility watching who's coming in. And, oh, that person came in, you know, at this time, they don't work there. So it's either somebody who worked there or it was one of the inmates. So if you want to share your comments, you're welcome.
So Mr. Epstein, this is NewYorkTimes.com's report. Mr. Epstein was placed on a 24-hour suicide watch in a hospital wing until July 30th. He was subsequently required to have a cellmate and was assigned to the cell closest to the correction officer's desk in the special housing unit. But on August 9th, the day before Epstein was found dead, his cellmate was transferred out in a routine prearranged transfer, the indictment said.
Mm.
So that's, I would want to hear more about that.
Yeah.
Who was the cellmate? Why was he transferred?
The cellie was, according to TVP Steven in our D-Live chat, an ex-cop who's on death row for killing four people in a drug deal. So his cellmate was an alleged murderer. I remember seeing that in the news previously. But again, he was transferred out the day before. To where was he transferred? Was he transferred next door? Was he transferred down the hall? You know, where did this guy end up?
Mm.
There's just not enough information for those of us who are on the outside to really be able to
For us little guys.
Right.
We don't need to know. Go back to sleep, slave.
Yeah.
Go back and watch your Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and how hard is the FBI actually investigating this? Probably not as hard as they would like you to believe. Like, they've brought a couple guards up on some petty charges.
That probably won't be anything but a slap on the wrist.
If they get convicted.
They'll probably keep their jobs. Even if they are, you know, found guilty.
Even if they lose their jobs, if indeed this is a conspiracy, they've been paid.
And they'll probably be hired by some other institution down the road.
That's true. Most of the time when cops get fired, they are not blacklisted, so they can go and get jobs elsewhere. The toll-free number here is 855-453. They may not be able to work for the Federal Prison Bureau, because this is a federal prison that he was being held in. But there's plenty more jails around New York, that's for sure. 855-453, like freedom. Coming up, Julian Assange. He's not in a good place, but there's a little bit of good news coming.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, the number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Epstein or Assange or whatever you want to discuss, you can do that. The toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, Johnson's got a story about Democrats versus Republicans and their mutual hatred. That's on the way if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts come first, so we go to the phones. But first, I do want to say thanks to D. Harvey, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. D. Harvey contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. You like what we do here. You want to help us out. You want to help us get on more radio stations to bring more people to the ideas of freedom. Then please join the AMP program like D. Harvey over at amp.freetalklive.com. Really makes a difference for us because it helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for. And you get some cool perks as well, like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord. We've also got an AMP-only Facebook group and some other benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get the list of them there and get signed up with a credit card or PayPal or even Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's calling us on the Discord server. Hello, Gene.
Hey, I wanted to update you guys on Hong Kong and give you a reason why we should care.
All right.
The Senate, of course, just passed a bill to support human rights in Hong Kong, which was a good thing. I guess, you know, if the Goonerman Goon Squad's going to do something, at least this would be something worthwhile.
So that's just a it's just a resolution, though. It's just them saying,
yeah,
we support human rights, even though it's not actually true. They don't support human rights.
Well, they're actually talking about sanctions on Chinese officials. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what that would involve, but...
I presume that would mean that they couldn't travel to the United States.
That would be one. Yeah, no hookers and blow from us. You know, you can't come to our parties any longer. You can't come.
Yeah. So anyway, what's happened is they did. Am I on?
You're here. We got you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So my phone made a funny noise. Today, or within the last 24 hours, they've rounded up most of the student protesters. They're going to all be facing about 10 years or more.
Oh boy!
I'm sure there are some that managed to escape. I saw some escape on a motorcycle, which was pretty interesting getaway. But today, the people of Hong Kong came out in support of the protesters. So what happened is they imagine a four-lane road running through the middle of Hong Kong with big buildings on either side. And people, for three-quarters of a mile, all the way down both sides of the road, holding hands in support, in a demonstration supporting the protesters. So this is an instance where the protesters have the support of the majority of the people. Most of the people support these kids, and a lot of them, the kids are their own kids, you know.
Sure.
So they're parents now whose hearts are broken because their children are facing possible 10 years in prison. And
how many arrests are we talking about here? I mean, because there was a fairly strong opposition, a lot of protesters. Is it just the people who are occupying the university? Because we had talked
over the course of the last 2 weeks or 2 months, I guess there's probably been a couple thousand arrested.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people.
They're going to need a gulag for that. They're going to have to put them in one of their camps.
They'll be the first on the list to have their organs harvested for donors.
Well, that's why these protesters, as they've been getting captured, have been screaming, "I will not commit suicide."
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's true. They have a lot of gulags, so they've got plenty of room for them. But here's why we should matter and why we should care. And people will remember the NBA and what happened there, where one of the managers said, you know, they support rights, the right of the people of Hong Kong, and the Beijing had a cow over that. Now, when I talk about Beijing, I'm specifically talking about the Communist Party of China.
Mm-hmm.
So Beijing had a cow over that and said, how dare you say something about anything that has to do with our internal affairs, and if you don't take it back, we're not going to let NBA play here, blah, blah, blah. And so they use their economic pressure to cause the end of free speech in other countries where you have free speech. So it's something that we need to address, and it's something that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later, because Beijing is not going to get better.
Nope.
They only get worse. They go from bad to worse, and in the last 20 years, I've seen the Communist Party of China get very powerful. And they used to not be powerful. 20 years ago or so, most of the people in China would laugh at the Communist Party. They didn't want to be a part of it. If I was in a taxi cab somewhere in China and my wife would translate things to the taxi driver and he was just complaining up and down about how the government's messing everybody over and yada, yada, yada. But you don't see that anymore in China. You go to China, everybody's toeing the line. Everybody's watching.
What changed? Fact that they got more economic freedom and were able to make more money, so the Communist Party made more money and they're more powerful because of that? What changed?
Or maybe the people don't want to mess their credit score up.
Yeah. I will tell you what changed. What changed is the Internet. The Internet is connected to everyone in China through WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
And through WeChat, which is a government-censored app, it's like Twitter, only it's government censored. You can't say anything on there without the government goons knowing exactly what you said.
Sure.
And they will come after you. So, and not only will they come after you, but now through this social pressure using the social credit system, all of your friends will come after you. So if you say something that's not correct, your friends are going to whack you first.
They snitch on you, because if they're found to have not snitched, then they themselves are going to be responsible.
Either,
right?
Either they'll lose points for not telling, and they'll probably gain points for telling.
Sure.
So this is why we need to stop it sooner rather than later. If we allow them to continue to influence the movies and the entertainment industry and the newspapers, and they've got their little fingers in all of this stuff. If you
even
look
video
at
games, we talked recently about a company called Blizzard that banned one of the players from their tournament because he made a comment supporting the Hong Kong protest.
Which banned somebody for playing with that player.
Twitch did?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
And 5G. Now, we've heard a lot about Huawei and their 5G connections. 5G is the Internet of Things, so everything's going to be connected. Your garage door openers, your cameras, your...
It's broadband everything. That would enable a better Internet of Things, but yes.
Right, but rather than having everything connected through your phone, they're going to be connected directly. And through this 5G protocol, which is being developed and... designated by Chinese companies, you know the Chinese, that Beijing is involved in this, and they will be putting in little hooks and back doors to get into all this stuff. And if we just keep letting the Chinese build all of the 5G network, we're going to wind up giving all that information directly to them. And they will use that information, believe me.
So what do you propose
when the dragon strikes?
We have to say no. Say no to buying the Chinese modem, the Chinese whatever. You got to start buying stuff out of, like, Philippines or Vietnam or, you know, I don't know if they're that much better, but they got to be somewhat better.
You know, I'm pretty sure Think Penguin has Chinese sources, don't they?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah,
but there's a manufacturing process project called the EOMA 68, which is specifically to free us from these, you know, interjections into the hardware that do this, but it's sort of a long-term project that's going to start off with some pretty low-end.
Well, now, they have found on some of these circuit boards wafer-thin integrated circuits planted underneath the other integrated circuits that are almost completely undetectable. You have to just about X-ray and do microscopic analysis.
And the cost to add one of these things is very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's next to nothing.
And what are these hidden circuitries provide them? Backdoors into the...
Mm-hmm. Physical, like ability to switch on a backdoor and in some cases also remote power.
I heard something to the effect that the Chinese government was not trying to implement the same 5G network that we are getting. It was something on a lower level in China. Do you know anything about that?
I just blanked out, so I didn't hear you.
The suggestion was that the Chinese government may have a different system in China than they do here.
Yeah, I don't know.
5G.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. And also, a lot of this stuff can be, you know, looked at by experts in the U.S. I know Think Penguin looks really closely at the products and the code that they offer over there, and Johnson works with them. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. Definitely something to be aware of for the future. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations. One-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.